Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, guys. DGS405. Matt Pauly from the sports department is hanging out with us. You missed a really good Andrewism. Andrew's been having quite a day.
I heard some of it when I was driving in. I don't know if I heard the exact thing.
No, this one is about you. He walked in was like, okay, Matt Pauly is fighting traffic. There's evidently an accident, and I'm supremely confident he's not going to... Oh, hello, Matt.
Okay. I literally said, it's safe to say at this point, yeah, he's not going to make it. And then I turned around, and as I'm saying the words, it's safe to say he's just not going to be here in time.
Yeah.
I see you walking into your office, and I go, oh, no, wait, there he is.
I was at Mason at about 3:45, and the road, it was not moving at all. Roger's been talking about the accident, and I opened up my Google Maps to see what it said. It was gonna, and it said 4:05, and I was like, eh. And then the accident cleared up, and I may have broken a few rules and regulations,
sure,
and I got in here on time.
It's a bad feeling, isn't it?
It is.
Hate running late.
See, now generally, my wife picks up my daughter from school and gets home at about 3:30, so I can't leave before 3:30. Yeah. There's no choice. My daughter was sick today, but I still left at 3:30, so I have no excuse today. I should have left like 5 or 10 minutes earlier.
Let's just jack around. You want to do another happy hour? I got some fun facts.
Yeah, I got the...
Always like a fun fact.
I got some... Well, we can save the sports stuff for later, but yeah, we got stuff.
Whatever. I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm digging the Expos jersey, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I love the Expos. I haven't watched that new...
Oh, I haven't either. I want to.
Yeah. Who Killed the Expos?
Who Killed the Expos on Netflix. Yeah, it looks really good.
Yeah.
Man, David Samson's just detestable. I can't stand that guy.
I don't even know who
that is. He's one of the main guys interviewed in it. You'll know him because he's the short little smarmy guy. But he was the president of the team back then. And I believe he was like the president of the team in part because his dad knew someone. Or it was a really weird situation. But he was also the president of the Marlins. And he's just a nonstop just... He makes all the excuses in the world for the bad ownership in Miami and for how they did things in Montreal. But then he sits here now and he's a, quote, commentator, and he tells us how wrong other people are. It's like, dude, you guys screwed everything up and you hosed a whole city up in Canada and you screwed the fans in Miami because you tore down championship teams because your owner was petty.
And he worked his way into he's in like the front office now. Is it Metalark Media that he's part of?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's Metalark.
Not a fan.
But somehow, way, despite being just a baseball executive,
yeah,
he's now an executive with a pretty big media company, and he's ruffled some feathers there where people have left the company because of him. So swarmy is the right word.
So that leads me to sort of an existential question. If you are going to live a life, you're there with the wizard, and he says, you just need to make a lot of money in this life. You need to be successful, high-level player. You can be a good person or you can be sort of a shady person. Which do you want to be? If your goal is to be a high rolling money making person, would you rather have good morals or would you rather have compromised morals because that allows you to do things to reach your goal? Putting aside other morality or religiosity.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be the jerk. I almost said a bad word. I wouldn't want to be that. Why would you? I mean, why would you want to be hated? I don't think if you have to step on other people to get what you want, you're bad. You're a bad person. There are good. There are clean ways to do it that maybe aren't as efficient, that maybe won't get you there as fast. But there are people that do it that are good people that aren't stepping on other people, that aren't crushing people, that aren't trying to game the system all the time. So I'd rather be that guy.
I don't know if it is possible.
When I was in college, I'm gonna get all like philosophical do here, it. If you don't mind. I'm in college and I go to this missions conference, and there was this guy who actually since then has said he does not believe in God anymore. But at the moment, he was big time. It was Bart Campolo. His father's Tony Campolo, who's a big Christian author.
Okay.
So Bart was talking, and it really changed the way I viewed my life, because I was having this. I was around all these people because all my friends in college were Christian, and I went to the big part of my life was going to the groups and everything. And they were all like going to become pastors or work in the ministry and everything. And here I am. I'm gonna be in radio. And I remember Bart Campolo speaking at this thing, and he said, go be a plumber for Jesus. And basically the idea was, he talked about somebody who in Philadelphia was the only plumber that in a bad part of town would actually charge people what he should charge. Every other plumber went and gouged people. And he talked about a potato chip maker who took less money as a CEO when stuff was bad so he could keep everybody. He said, go be a potato chip maker for Jesus. So I thought to myself, how in the world do I be a sportscaster, a radio guy for Jesus? And that's been something that I have tried to do throughout my life. Sometimes I'm successful, sometimes I'm not. But that was a big moment in my life where I said, I can represent the Lord and I can do that in whatever I want to do, whether I want to be a sportscaster or what I want to do, something else. So I think that's answering your question. I made the decision that I could be a moral person. It was connected to my religious beliefs, but it was it kind of directed the way I wanted to go.
Yeah, that's interesting. I know that there's no way to know this, but I'm interested in what your gut is. If you take, the billionaires of the world, and you could somehow give them a blood test and find out how good or bad or moral or immoral they are, what would your guess be the results would be? Do you think they'd be any different than the rest of the population?
I'm sorry, what are the qualifiers again?
Just that the billionaire class that we have in the world.
Yeah, I mean, I do think if you're probably an unpopular thing to say, but I do think if you've reached billionaire status, you didn't get there by yourself. You've probably trampled on the dignity, rights, whatever, of plenty of workers on your path to that position.
What's really funny is that for all the discussion about the ways that it is not maybe the most moral thing to do, if you're talking ethics, something like OnlyFans might be among the most ethical ways to make money. You're creating a product yourself that you own, and you're selling it directly to a consumer. You're not taking advantage of anybody. You're not stepping over anybody to get there. You're not stepping on anybody's backs to get there. You're owning your own means of production and distribution.
You have an OnlyFans, don't you?
I do. I recognize those feet.
Toes
and
McGee.
It's the only right way to do it. And that's what I think.
Quite a stand to take. The most moral way to make money.
Well, I was thinking about what are the industries that you could participate in where there...
You're not hurting anybody.
Where there is an ethical way to create that money. And there's just not that many industries where you create and own and distribute your own labor and product directly to consumers.
Yeah.
Entertainers all fit that, right? To a degree.
Not necessarily.
I mean, you're going to eventually likely get caught up in the label system or the studio system or whatever, but technically you could. You could be an independent music maker. You could do those things. It's easier to do now than ever before, right? Because you can make your music. You can produce your own music. You can post it to iTunes yourself. You don't need all the other things, but it's not necessarily going to get you rich. But you could if you're supremely talented.
Bringing this back to sports, look at the Stan Kroenkes of the world. He's the most terrible human being walking the face of the earth, and he's a billionaire how many times over. If he was a moral individual, he probably doesn't have as much money as he has right now.
Yeah, which would be fine. Like I do think there are people that reach that level of wealth that did not hurt people to get there, but it's a very small minority, and then once you're there, then what path do you follow from that point? Because there have been businesses that just exploded. Somebody had a great idea and it went up fast, and you took care of your employees, and you pay your employees well, and you have a really nice workplace environment. But then once you got there, did you stay that way? Or did you change?
And you know what always puzzles me? As someone who has been very poor and, you know, okay, well off, consider myself to be a compromised but generally moral person, I don't see why you have to make a choice that if I had $1 billion, you know, I have a business that I built morally and I have $1 billion, I would say, what an amazing opportunity. I'm successful and I can take care of my friends and family and I can afford to be kind to my employees.
Yes.
Because I don't care if I make another $200 million or something.
Right.
I've got more than could ever spend. I think I would view it that way to say, I won the lottery. I'm rich and I get to be a nice guy.
Yeah. But here, we've created the culture where there's nothing wrong with that. With screwing people over. There's nothing wrong. If you just put something under the guise of, it's just business.
Yeah, get that bag.
If it's just business, then everything is justified. And I can't understand how so many people just buy that. Like, I don't buy that. I don't think it's okay to be like, I'm just going to get ahead. And for me to get ahead, I'm going to fire 1,000 people. That's not just business, man. That's 1,000 lives.
Do you view that Jeff Bezos just fired 14,000 Amazon workers because he gave the reason because AI can take over their jobs? Yeah.
Does he not have enough?
Do you think he has an obligation to the workers, or is this just business?
I think humans have obligations to humans, and you can be religious about that or not. I think that that's how we have gotten to where we are as a species. Is that we have cooperated, we have looked out for each other, we have evolved together, we have made things together. Yeah, we fight, and maybe that's the downside or the dark side of it, but we don't need to. We're not in the age now where you have to fight for resources with the tribe across the river. I'm not saying it has to be a law or anything. That's a murky area, but I just don't think that enough people care enough about other humans.
One of the other things in this is, these large corporations become beholden to the stockholders. You know, it's one thing as a single individual to say, I'm going to fire these people because I want to increase my wealth. But if you have stockholders and your job is to create more wealth for them to improve their stock position, that's a really tough spot to be in. Like, I see both sides on that one because it really stinks for the rank and file who all of a sudden doesn't have a job. But there's that other side of it that you are beholden to.
That's a good point. That there are hundreds of thousands or millions of people who hold your stock and depend on you making the right decisions.
Yeah.
But here's where I get into this back and forth, and I don't know there's an easy answer. How much difference is that going to make for the stockholder? If your stock price is $40 instead of $37. I know how much difference it's going to make for those 14,000 people I just fired.
Yeah.
I know the devastating nature of that. Is it devastating to your stockholders if the stock doesn't go up $5 a share? Now, if you tank it, that's a different thing. You could be talking about people's savings. Now, let's keep in mind, too, the hard part about all this is why it's complicated, is 401ks are invested in all of these things through. So literally millions of people have retirement funds and, you know, so it's not simple.
Yeah.
It's not at all simple. But if we erred more toward the side of we're just going to try to minimize damage,
yeah,
we'd be better off.
Interesting conversation. Matt, can you hang out?
Yeah.
Cool.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
423 DGS, Matt Pauly sitting in with us. Let's do some fun facts here. You've all heard of Fat Bear Week. We talked about that last month. But the Parks Department in Texas just held its first ever Fat Squirrel Week. And we have a winner. A squirrel named Chunkosaurus Rex took the title, barely edging out a win over another chubby squirrel named Chunk Norris.
Hmm. How much did they weigh, did they say?
47 pounds.
Whoa. That would be amazing.
How does it walk?
It would be a
it
dog.
It rolls mostly.
It's a dog. It's
like
on
an
a squirrel.
Ottoman. This is gross. So if you don't like gross things, turn it down for a minute. The makers of breast milk ice cream, I guess that's a thing, are now bringing us booger candy.
Ugh.
Looks like boogers with varying shapes and shades of brown, green, and yellow.
But it's not boogs, right?
Not boogs.
Okay.
Were you ever into that stuff?
No. Oh. I mean, I have had the... like the Harry Potter jelly bellies where they're all weird ones. And not just Harry Potter, but there's all those like, there's the same color, but two different flavors. One of the flavors is good and one is terrible and you just don't know.
Yeah. There's a new Dr. Seuss book coming out in June. Evidently, he had a book called Sing the 50 United States, stars Cat in the Hat. It was complete. He even did the artwork and just never submitted it to his publishers. Which, this always weirds me out. I don't like when... the family of creatives take their stuff and use it. Like, I think this guy was a smart enough guy that he knew whether he wanted it out or not. I just don't like that.
Hmm. But that's different from, like, Johnny Cash recorded a bunch of music for it to be released after his death.
Yes.
That's different.
Yes. Yeah. To me, it is. Yes. Yeah. See what else we have going on here. A 31-year-old man in Florida destroyed 80 pumpkins outside of a Target worth $500, and he is now in jail for criminal mischief.
What a dummy.
Go straight to jail, brother.
Did you really think you could just destroy someone's property and be like, that was fun?
Here's a good one. Have you heard of bird theory when it comes to relationships?
Yeah, I did. No. I saw a TikTok about this.
So, Matt, if you and I were married... and I wanted to test your passion for me, I could say something like, I saw a bird today, like with that sort of energy.
Mm-hmm.
And if you went, wow, tell me about it, it's a good relationship. But if you're just like, okay, then it means you're not that into me.
Huh. Yeah. That's not good for my, like the other day, I got a new sound bar for my TV in my office. And I like brought my wife down the other day. I'm like, listen to this.
Oh, no.
She'd be like, whatever.
No, okay. No, dude, wives don't get sound bars, man. I'm with you on that. Wives no, do not get
my
sound
My wife
bars.
Gets it. She's the one that bought hers and picked it out. Yeah.
Perfect life.
I know. Yeah. Kevin's perfection extends to his wife.
But I also hate, she's more perfect than me.
That's probably true.
Yeah, by a lot. I hate those things, though.
Sound bars?
No.
or wives.
Fill in the blank.
Those little relationship tests. Because if you're testing someone, you're the problem.
Yeah, yes. I agree. I think it's best to not do stuff like that. Yeah. Because you never know what kind of a day the other person's having. And then it's like, oh, by the way, I'm testing you.
Now, if you're doing it as a gag, that's fine. Like, you know, it's a jokey joke thing. Ha ha. All right, whatever. But like, if you're actually like, I'm going to test my significant other, no, you're the problem if you're doing that.
You're looking for problems at that point, I think.
Sounds like something you'd say if you're afraid to test your spouse.
I mean, go ahead and test me. I would definitely fail that kind of one, though, because a lot of times I'm just like, Okay, cool. What kind of bird? Like, I wouldn't be like,
well, that's expressing interest.
Tell me about it. Like, I'm not going to get all
fabulous. I think that's on like the higher end of a response. Just like, asking what kind of bird, right?
Now, I know my wife, though. I mean, we've been married 30 years. She's not going to just say, I saw a bird, unless there was something special about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's not going to be like, yep, I saw a bird. Oh, was it just a little finch? It's not. It's going to be something cool or weird or something unusual.
Get out of here with the finch. I see finches all day.
Exactly, right.
Come back here when you saw a penguin or something.
She knows what will happen if she wastes my time.
We have deer in our backyard every day.
Yeah.
Every time I'm like, deer, look, there's a deer. There's a deer. So it's not a big deal. And I still get like super excited about deer every single time.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.